Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24, Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Canceled.
Don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Canceled.
I object!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Cancel me.
Tanimosha is canceled.
Hello and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast.
Yay!
And happy new year. Everyone was coming for us.
I'm sorry, you guys. We took a break.
We had a very planned break for the holiday. I guess we never said that.
The problem wasn't the break. It was that it was like the we didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, we just like decided to take a break and didn't tell anyone. We just like both were doing family shit and holiday shit and just knew this wouldn't be possible. But then everyone was just so evil to me on Twitter. They were like, she can't do anything consistently.
I know. People were DMing me like, I knew she couldn't commit to anything. I'm like, damn.
Like, right. Like how? Like, no, I'm committed. I've committed to the bit. And we are back now for the new year with weekly episodes. Per usual.
We're excited.
We have so much to tell you today.
Yeah, we have so much to talk about. Isn't a break fun?
A break is good because we both get to accumulate a bunch of like fucked up shit that
yeah,
happens.
And we didn't just take a podcast break. We haven't seen each other for
we're like, we took a break.
we took a break.
No, nothing like that was the other thing everyone was tweeting us. Like, are they not friends anymore?
Everyone
like,
was
no.
Like, I support you. I know you guys are I know you guys are on the outs. like news to me.
Like everyone was in my DMs, like, what happened? And I was like, nothing. I was just home with my family. You were home with your family. And then New Year's, we planned on seeing each other.
That was what did it, I think, is because we were in the same city.
Yeah.
We were both in Vegas and everyone was like, why aren't you guys together?
Yeah. But I tried. We'll get into today, though, like what we were both doing in Vegas.
The
and
logistics
why
of that and how that didn't work out.
Yeah. Like we really tried. We just like a lot of things happened in Vegas that like just made it very impossible for us to see each other. But now we are back and better than ever and killing it.
We're back and the podcast is not canceled.
So we shot our last episode in December and December was the worst month of my year. Like
really?
By far. And it's crazy because I also think 2021 was like maybe the worst year of my life.
Wow. I couldn't feel any more. I feel like 2021 was like one of the best years of my
life. See, and I love that for you. not like it, like things went great. Like, you know, this podcast, really, we started that this year. A lot of work shit went great, but just luck wise and the shit that was going down, it was just like, and I literally ended the worst year of my life with the worst month of my life directly after
went
we
out
stopped.
With the bang.
Yeah, literally. So I think I haven't really gotten to talk to Brooke about this either. I've been waiting to tell you about it all on the podcast.
I'm eager. Also, do you have new teeth? Those aren't your teeth.
These are plastic teeth, actually.
Okay,
yeah. So I got my dental surgery. I got these teeth. You get temporary ones and then you get like permanent ones, but you're only supposed to have the temporary for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
And I've had them for like a month. I mean, my dentist told me like if they feel loose, come in, and they're still going strong.
Is it gonna pop off on in like one cohesive piece?
Yes, there's no spaces in between.
And
the
then
at
you
all.
Just have like little ticklet, like yeah, little so tic tac teeth.
On Friday, I'm getting the real ones. I went in to get the real ones before Christmas break, and I walk in and sit down, and he goes, "I don't like the color." Like, I took the medicine for the surgery, too, that, like, makes you all loopy and shit. And he was just like, yeah, I don't like the color. Like, see you in a couple weeks. Drove all the way there, whole thing.
What was the color?
I was furious. It was, like, like whiter than any person in LA's veneers. Like, scarily. Oh, that's not a,
yeah, no,
and
no,
I
no.
would have looked, like, blue, white, like, scary. Like, literally.
That's the, like, the best giveaway for somebody having veneers is, like, them just being too white.
No, and it just would have looked god-awful. So now I'm going back in this week to get them. But it's been interesting. I haven't bit hard food in an entire month.
Well, hopefully this will be the last time you have to do that because that's a nightmare.
Anyone, please pray for me. So December.
He's scared.
I want to start with, like, just, like, the worst thing because it's kind of how it started off this month of bad luck, you know?
Oh, no.
So in one of the previous podcasts, we had a conversation about that boy that I kind of liked, still like him. He's great. He's lovely. That was the stylist, and he fixed my hair. My track was out, and like yes. you know what I mean, right?
The guy who looks like Pete Davidson, Travis Mills yes. vibes.
He dyed his hair though. We're not sure. It's
what color?
Black. And I just it lost the Pete vibes, and I'm really sad about it. But that's really mean
it's
to
like
say.
Like Pete shaved his head, so yeah. he's giving Howie Mandel.
No, but still love him to death. Still so gorgeous. He's the best. And so for the beginning of Christmas month, Kim, who does my hair, has this little daughter, Kiki. And we love Kiki. She's like, she like really is like, when I look at her as her role in my life is kind of like my goddaughter. Like I just like, I see her like 5 days a week and like, she's like my bestie. I'll sit with her for hours. Like I love that girl.
You're so good with Kiki too. That's when, like whenever you say you're going to be a bad mom and I like think about you with Kiki, I feel like
aww,
you'll be a good
yeah,
mom.
Kiki makes me want kids because she's like so cute and she just loves like every, like TikTok and like so all the cute, cute stuff. So I just like, I love her. And so we wanted to plan like a big Christmas for her before they went home. So I like got her a flat screen and an iPad. She guessed that I got her an iPad, and then I'm fucking furious and I'm sitting with her and I'm just like seizing. She's like, did you get me an iPad? And I was like, so I immediately Amazon Primed a flat screen because I was like, she's got to have something that she doesn't know about. And so we planned this whole Christmas where we're like all exchanging gifts. And then the guy that I'd been talking to, I was going to say his real name, but I really shouldn't. He was all over my story that night, though. So, I mean, anyone could find it. Let's just call him Pete because I liked him because he looked like Pete Davidson. So Pete was on the phone with me when Kiki discovered the iPad situation. And he was like, I want to come. I want to get her a gift. So cute, right?
That's really
very good guy. That's what I'm saying. Like, so sweet. And she has her little Kiki Chains like business, you know, where she makes everyone the phone charm. So he got her all these beads. Aww. On his own too, like looked it up, like fully was like, oh, she likes to like bead things. So he ordered all these beads. I know.
That's really
and so
sweet.
We have this like, right. That's so fucking sweet. And so we're having this Christmas thing at my house. And, he shows up with the beads. He brings his dog. He brings me flowers. And it's just like our friend group and him. And it's like weirdly wholesome. He's like watching Kiki all night, like whatever, right?
Thank you.
And then here's where I made a couple mistakes. I guess I'm going to give a quick preface. As everyone knows, I broke up. Chris Miles and I broke up a while ago.
Yeah.
But I have a problem. Uh-huh. You know, I definitely have a problem where I'm just not good at a clean cut, like clean break.
I have that problem too.
Like I'm going to hang out with you like 500 more times and cry and just like torture myself because why would I just like do it the fucking
easy,
normal
or,
way?
Well, the hard way, but.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like I'm
what,
not.
What a normal person would do if they were like.
Normal.
Yeah.
Like I'm not mentally stable and or independent enough to just cut things off with the person.
At all.
But I had told Chris, like, I kind of like someone else. You know, I may have said it to him when he was really fucked up. So he like didn't remember. But still, you know. Let him know that it's like, you know, what we're doing right now, hanging out and like cuddling and like whatever is just like,
is only that.
Yeah. But, definitely in a Lidiani way.
Yeah.
And then that, which I reckon is wrong. I know that's wrong.
Not you reckon.
And I got my Southern boyfriend right now. And she said that we'll get into that later. God, my life is mess.
We should create New Year's resolutions for each other because
really fun. Should we do this? We just leave fighting. No, So that night we were all doing the wholesome Christmas shit. But after that, I was supposed to go to Bella Thorne's Christmas party.
Oh, duh.
More things I shouldn't be doing. But we were going to give Kiki her gifts and then Pete was going to leave and go home because he had work the next day. And then I was going to go to Bella Thorne's.
With who?
Well, hold on. And so Chris Miles is hitting me up and just, you know, we're texting and whatever. And this is so bad. This is so utterly bad and toxic.
Oh, no.
It's so bad. So for the time that I was hanging out with Chris, he was asking me about Pete because he'd seen him on my stories and we'd been hanging out.
Okay, and what did you tell him exactly?
I need like state penitentiary prison for this. I just want to put that out there.
Take a drink.
I told him that Pete was gay. Why I would do that?
And it's it's believable because he's a stylist. That's what he I'm bought saying. Beads.
It was just the perfect time to tell my ex-boyfriend that my new boyfriend was gay.
Okay, yeah. Well, that'll get him off your back. Like, duh.
Right.
What do you mean he's a stylist? He bought beads. He's gay.
And so, but then Pete showed up and brought me flowers.
Okay.
And I posted it.
Yes.
And then Chris is like, he's not fucking gay. You're a fucking psychopath.
Wait, what do you mean? Gay people love flowers.
And then we somehow move on from that. And basically we made a plan to meet at Bella Thorne's, Chris Miles and I.
Oh.
I need prison. Like, I understand this. Like, all of this is my fault. I just want to say, like, the bad month of December is not like, oh, like, bad things. Like, it's my fault.
Yeah.
And so then I'm getting ready to go to Bella's. And Chris is texting me that he's going to meet me there. And P is leaving. And
be honest. Was Chris saying that he was on his way to your house
and
you could time it out,
fuck
right?
No. Oh, fuck okay. No. Okay. I would never, ever, ever even remotely have like run the risk.
I just have to ask.
No,
because
and
I've done that where I just really like I do the timing exactly right.
Yeah, but I just was scared like, you know, Pete would stay longer, Chris would show up earlier. Like
yeah.
I was not gonna run the risk.
Yeah, not yet. Yeah.
Especially also like of course, I never want to hurt Chris. Probably shouldn't have told him he was gay and then put him all over my story giving flowers. But I mean, you know, like an eye for an eye, like whatever.
But you guys weren't dating.
And also Pete, I would never want to run the risk of him like seeing me like scream fighting with my psycho face tatted ex.
Why not?
And well,
I mean, everyone else has to see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just, it's fun to keep it from like a couple people.
Oh, okay. The newbies.
Yeah. The pledges. And so I am walking Pete out of my house. And he is carrying Kiki's flat screen TV with her mom and is helping load Kiki into the car in her car seat. And he has a big pit bull and I'm walking out his pit bull. And I open the front door with the leash in my hand and the pit bull.
Oh, not you playing mommy.
Like so, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just like a kid, a dog, like worst time. And I open the door and Chris Miles is just standing there like this.
In his defense, he's always like that.
Just like this. Like, and I'm like,
uh-oh.
And then Ari's like, everyone's like, or no. Amari's like, and then Ari, we have a ring camera and you know how you can talk through the ring. Ari goes through the ring and goes, what the fuck is going on?
Oh no.
Like, and then Chris is, he doesn't even start angry at me. He starts yelling at everyone else. Like, y'all really aren't gonna fucking tell me he's not gay. Like, y'all are really gonna watch me get played. Like, da 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 da. Horrible. Amari's like, are you okay? He's like, I'm fine. She's just a fucking slut. Like, popping. He's furious. I like Pete. So I'm gonna go to Pete and say, like, I'm really sorry. My ex just shows.
He's got a few screws loose.
He's just crazy. Like, I don't know why he would do that. Like, just like being a dumb fucking
You're like,
slut.
He's not usually like this. I'm so shocked.
And then I sit down into Pete's car and Pete is driving and it's like the dog's in the back and like everything's loaded away. And I'm sitting there talking to him about this. And Chris, and I thought Chris just left because I was just like, I thought he'd be like mad and like would leave. Chris opens the fucking door. The passenger seat door while I'm sitting there with Pete and goes, what the fuck are you doing? I thought we had plans tonight. And I'm like, we didn't have plans tonight. Just a whole thing.
You're like, what? Like,
yeah. So utterly god awful. So then I say bye to Pete and Chris is like storming down the street. And I go to follow him and he looks me dead in the eyes and he goes, I need to give this girl a name now as well because she's going to enter the story.
What's a good like crackhead name?
We'll just call her Tiffany, okay?
Okay.
Chris looks me dead in the face and says, don't fucking talk to me. Go fuck yourself. I'm going to fuck Tiffany. Tiffany is a really good friend of mine who, and was a really good friend of mine, who, do you, I feel like honestly.
Oh yeah, she yeah yeah.
Like she but, was a really good friend of mine,
but now she can rot.
Yeah. And so a couple podcasts ago with Ashley and Amari, I talked about how I fucked Tiffany so that Chris wouldn't fuck her.
Yeah, power move. You showed him.
And I was so dead set on the fact that if I had sex with this girl, she would never cross me as my friend to by, you know, fucking
yeah, no,
my
ass. I read that somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, no. And she'd fucked him before, but we'd gotten so close. So it was like, in my head, it was like, first of all, we are so close. We're close friends and we have been for a year.
And she knows this man has been your boyfriend for a long time. So I feel like, okay, yeah, I've hooked up with him before, but...
And she's hung out with him and I.
Yeah, as now my you're boyfriend. My friend. Like, now you don't cross that line.
And, like, she's hung out with him and I as my boyfriend, like, 100,000 times. So in my head, I'm like, well, I mean, I fucked her. We're great friends. She's hung out with us for the last, like, year.
And didn't you, like make her swear to you, yes. Like, literally, like...
I made her swear up and down on the Bible that she would not hook up with him because we're good friends. And I know he was going to try when we ever broke up. And, like, that would really hurt my feelings and really upset me. Uh-huh. And she's like, I would never do that to you. I'd be so upset if you fucked my man. I would never do that to you. I'd be so upset if you did that to me. Blah, 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 blah.
God, I would.
So then Chris leaves. I go out. I continue talking to Pete. Chris has me blocked on literally everything. He wants me dead. You know what I mean? And I guess I understand. I definitely could have been honest about Pete's sexuality. And I definitely could have just not let him on so much.
Yeah, but maybe you were trying to spare him his feelings.
I really... Get you a friend like her. I really was just trying to spare him his feelings and kind of like let it fizzle out. And like, hopefully I thought he would just like see me with Pete and get the memo and then move on to live his life instead of like, it was like an episode of Cheaters. It was like the Jerry Springer show. It was absolutely god awful. It's the worst time I've ever been caught up by a man. Absolutely ever. And so then like 2 days go by and he has me blocked on everything. And I'm obviously sad because now I understand this is like the real end as well, because we've already broken up, but we were on really good terms. And now I'm like,
yeah, but
he's going to hate me forever, you know? And I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm sad. I'm like, actually, and he's just turbulent. I'm like, now he's going to go ruin his own life and do a bunch of crazy shit, which yeah, he did, such that, as
yeah.
The red face tattoo that he now has. That
I think it's kind of a vibe.
Prison. I can't even believe
it. Looks like Scar.
2 days go by and he unblocks me and I get a text from Chris Miles. And I think, you know, hey, it's going to be, hey, how you doing? Is everything okay? God. Is everything okay? You know, I don't want things to end this way, whatever. I open the text and it is a photograph of my great friend Tiffany sucking his dick.
Eyes open, she saw the camera that bitch posed.
No, I'm talking like she's giving blowjob eyes, staring directly into the camera. I just found out it was a video too and it was a screenshot, even worse.
Oh God, not
his dick, whole thing of her looking dead into the camera and he goes, Merry Christmas, reblocked. Doesn't even let me respond.
That is a power move. And like, if it weren't Chris, like if it were a reverse, I'd be like, you're the goat for that. Like, it would have been the best thing ever. But just the fact that Chris.
Merry Christmas.
I can't defend you anymore.
Reblocked his cock in one of my best friend's mouths.
Oh, Jesus. Dear Lord. And now she's going to hell because she swore literally up and down on the Bible that she would never touch that man again. I'm sorry, Tim.
So if anyone was going to comment that I was wrong for, you know, saying Pete was gay or anything like that, just save yourself because I got my karma.
But you don't know what I would do if Joe sent me a picture like that. Oh, my God.
I was feral. I'm not going to lie. We did have some laughs about it. It's fucking hilarious. Like
it is because, it's well played. Like, that's a really, like... Like I said, if it were you who did that, I'd be like, damn, girl, you showed him. But like, whoa. Like, and then I get a fucking lengthy DM from Chris Miles.
He also then went to, I should just say this, to try to tell all of my friends that I talk shit about them and that I hate them, my assistants, everyone, trying to ruin every friendship I have. Like every single one. Like,
he was going in, let me tell you.
Saying that I just like say I want her dead every 2 seconds.
He's like, she hates you.
Like, and then at that point, I'm sobbing because I'm like, he's going to tweet our sex tape. What's he going to do next? Like, I was just like, you know what I mean? That was actually upsetting because it's like, now this man's trying to ruin my life. He tried to text Amari, convincing him that I had COVID so that I couldn't go home with Amari for Christmas. And then texted Omari, like, I know she has no parents, so that's why she's fucked up in the head, but she should just fucking kill herself. The world would be a better place. I'm not kidding. This man,
oh my God,
was sick at me. Sick. So then obviously, though, like, you know, I start living my best life. I continue to talk to Pete, and I text Pete and I say, hey, baby, I really like you, but I'm going to need you to let me have the next week to do some fucked up shit. And I'm going to need you to look the other way. And I'm a really good girl. And just know what I'm doing has nothing to do with you. And it's not real. It's not
and
whatever.
And this is going to be an extreme performance that I'm about to put on.
And then I open my FaceTime.
Who do you call,
baby? No, I open my Siri and I say, hey, Siri, call Lil Xan new phone.
Not Lil Xan new phone.
That's Chris's best friend. They were about to release an album together. And you know, when you're doing all that, like, you, I like, don't get me wrong, like, this year, no more of that. I'm serious. Like I said, it's over. But it's like, if you're gonna send me that, I'm gonna have to barely get revenge.
At a certain point, it's like, okay, yeah, he made his bed, he can lay in it. But also, like, Lil Xan's his best friend. Like, at this point, you owe Chris nothing, but Lil Xan does. So
yeah,
like,
they're best friends. And I call Xan and I say, baby, I miss you so much. I love you. Mm. I never stop loving you. I hate that we ever broke up. You cheated on me, but I cheated on you too. And that was just a big mistake on our behalves back in the day.
And sorry about the YouTube video.
Yeah. And I want to get back together. Can you come over right now? He comes over. And when I tell you, I put on a Cirque du Soleil acrobat performance fucking this man.
Okay.
I'm talking like, upside
like
down.
Like hoops. Yeah. Slings.
Like diving. Just immediately. And then we get done fucking and I say, I want to get back together. I want to date you. Let's date. We start dating. I go
that
on.
That was easy. Damn.
I know.
God,
love that.
Why doesn't that work for me?
It's Lil Xan.
Oh, right.
Like, nothing good's getting out of that. And then, like, we just, you know, we're inseparable for the next few days. One day he says he's hungry. And I say, you know what restaurant would be perfect?
Oh, my God. You know what?
Boa with 83 paparazzi outside.
You're like, this would be low key. It's a little hole in the wall. Yeah. Kevin Wong is outside. Fucking Hollywood pics.
Whole thing. I make the reservation hours in advance to give every paparazzi in LA the fucking time of day to get there. I walk in. I kiss him for the paparazzi. I don't know. Just like right away. Gotta fucking do it.
Something whole subtle.
We go out. And then Chris starts blowing up Xan. He's just sick at Xan. He's, you know, he's super sick at Xan. And it was bad. And then I then told Xan, like, and Xan doesn't care. He has like 19 girlfriends. There was a point where I had to pay for something because he couldn't find his card. And he was like, I'll cash up you. I get a cash up from like a bitch named like Bethany.
That's his cousin.
Like, he's, you know, he doesn't care. He knew what was going on. He doesn't like, and I love Xan. He's like, he'll be one of my best friends forever.
I feel like he's with it. Everybody knows by now what the fuck is up. Yeah. And like morally, I'm trying to like, who's the most wrong in this situation? And I can't really pinpoint but it doesn't matter because everyone was like deserving of something awful.
It got blurry. And I don't know how, whatever. So then Xan and Chris talk it out. Chris tries to get his revenge online, covers up his tattoo of my name with a bullet.
Did you see that? That TikTok I sent you where that girl, it was like Bethany. And then he covers up her name with like a paint roller.
Yeah, like that was absolutely.
And then he gets Bethany right under it again, covers it up again. Bethany, I sent it to you.
That's going to be Chris. There's going to, you know, whatever.
He's going to have tan on his cheek next and he's going to have to cover it up with something serious.
Yeah, sincerely. But then, I mean, then a couple weeks went by and now after all that, Chris and I are cool. We both apologized.
Damn, I just talked all that shit.
No, Chris. Rightfully. And we're, you know, like, next week we could not be. I mean, the goal is just to be on good terms.
The
be
people
friends,
are sick of it.
But stop kicking it and no more leading anything. Like, I promise you, I'm actually just, like, I'm entering 2022 with honesty. You know?
I mean, I think it is good to be friends with that, like, friends with him. But I don't want to go on a trip next week and all of a sudden Chris Miles is sitting next to me on my flight.
No, I know, I know. Like, when we made up, everyone was going to dinner and I asked if he could come and I got absolutely cussed out by every single person.
Last night?
Yeah. Did you know that in the last year, rates of anxiety and depression have doubled in the U.S.? These days, it can take weeks to get a traditional therapy appointment. Then, if you are lucky enough to get through that, those traditional therapy sessions can add up to thousands of dollars a year. Luckily, we have Cerebral. Cerebral is an online mental health service that offers prescription medication, counseling, and therapy for anxiety, depression, ADHD, insomnia, and more.
Wow.
I have them.
You have all of them.
Yeah. I literally actually have all of those. Maybe not so much anxiety, but like four out of five.
That's you definitely, anyone with anxiety cannot behave like you.
Cerebral is one of the few services that provides prescription medication online through a licensed provider and ships medication straight to your door. They provide unlimited messaging with your care team. And with the Cerebral mobile app, it's like having your personal care team wherever you are.
Sounds amazing.
Connect with your counselor and therapist on your own schedule through your laptop or the Cerebral mobile app. Schedule sessions based on what's most convenient for you. You don't have to wait weeks to be seen. You can do your sessions on a laptop or a phone, so you can always find an area at home where you are the most comfortable. Treatment options are available with or without insurance. Cerebral is in network for several insurers, and they're working every day to grow their partnerships. Even if you're out of network, they'll provide you with the necessary paperwork so you can easily submit a claim. And for listeners of the Canceled Podcast, you can receive 65% off your first month of medication management and care counseling at Cerebral.com/Tana. Go to Cerebral.com/Tana for 65% off your first month. That's just a total of $30 to get started. Join Cerebral today on their mission to make quality mental health care accessible and affordable for all. No, we're actually just cool though and not hanging out now, but that was just, it was the worst week ever. And then, I don't know, my heater broke in my house. I got a spider infestation in my house. I had to get it literally exterminated.
What the fuck do you need a heater for? You keep that house 56 degrees.
Oh, no, but it just became like actually shiveringly unbearable. Like could leave out food and it would like freeze. It was horrible. I bought $7,000 in gifts on Rodeo and my assistant's car got smashed and broken into and they all got stolen. Then we found the guy who stole the shit because someone's Tesla camera took a photo of him and I put it on my story. And I said, does anyone know this man?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I know you hate that. Shit. Sorry, 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 sorry.
I don't miss you anymore.
I forgot. Sorry, sorry, sorry. I'm actually sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm working through it.
And we found the guy and someone sends Lila his address, his full name, where he lives. And then we call the police and they say, we don't have a detective on it yet, so we can't do anything for you. Sorry.
You can tell LAPD that someone just like literally beat you to a pulp with a bat and they'll be like, okay, but like you're breathing, right?
Yeah, they don't.
Sorry, we can't send anyone.
Didn't care at all, so I had to rebuy all my gifts. And then I got on the plane home on Christmas Eve and my plane completely flooded. And then I had to spend the night before Christmas Eve where all of my family was together and my friends in an airport for 6 hours while they said it would be 40 minutes. After the 6 hours, they switched airports. And so then I had to drive to a different airport another hour and a half away and got to Vegas on Christmas Eve at like 5 a.m. when I was supposed to get there at like 8 p.m.
Uh-oh.
So it was like a really great, great couple weeks.
You think that immediately followed the whole
It was giving karma.
Yeah,
it was definitely just giving, like, even though you got your revenge, this is not right, here's a bunch of karma.
An eye for an eye, no, watch this.
Yeah.
Flooded airplane.
No, it was the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life.
I know, you posted it on your story. You know what's funny is my dad told me, because well, never mind. My dad goes, did you see what happened to Tana's plane? I go, why did you see what happened to Tana's plane?
Like, what the actual fuck? A valve broke. No one at JetSuite had ever seen this in their entire lives. Imagine, like, all the airline attendants are like, I've never seen this before. Water to my ankles, no exaggeration, like whole shoe. Like whole shoe. People are screaming
fairly. I wish it was those shoes.
She doesn't like my shoes today, but I think I'm a style icon, so just, okay.
No, they look like, I don't know how to explain them.
I love them so much. Why am I shaking so much?
They look almost like alien.
I love them more than anything. No, it wasn't
I like
shoes.
Them. Like, I don't know how you feel about them. Like, they...
I often wear some weird shit that Brooke just, like, absolutely hates.
She told me before we started filming that I'm just behind on the times and I don't know the trends.
No, I was wearing double jeans and a waffle shirt. She's wearing, and she didn't like those.
Look at the pants.
These just rip, though. Like, the pants aren't cute.
They just rip.
I just, you know, it's like, it's fine.
It's literally your entire femur. What do you mean they just rip?
Not a femur. Yeah, no. It's easy access, so it's really cute. And then, yeah, we both went to Vegas for New Year's. And I think before I talk anymore, because that was so many words from me, I want to hear about your Christmas, anything you want to talk
about
your New Year's?
I didn't do much for Christmas. I just went, home. I thought I wasn't going to be able to because everybody, same New York and LA, everybody got Omicron.
Yeah, that was really bad. Everyone is getting sick.
I was so afraid. I ordered like literally every at-home test I could find and tested so many times before I went just because I was scared. My grandparents just got over COVID. Like,
yeah, that's so scary.
And yeah, I'm not gonna go home and like my grandma kicks the bucket because I like because I went out to a party. You know what I mean? So I was so scared, but
yeah.
I went home. It was just very chill.
And then we both decided, because LA was just really not it for New Year's. So I think we both kind of decided to send Vegas. You convinced me. You were like, go to Vegas. I was like, okay.
I love Vegas so much. I thrive in Vegas. Vegas is my favorite city. Like the way that you feel about Miami, I feel about Vegas. I mean, you grew up there. So of course you don't feel
that. Yeah, it's just like hometown. But it's also good for the hometown fucks. I'm not going to lie.
I know. You prove it every time we go home.
There's so many hot boys that I used to fuck that just like, I could run that back turbo, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, so I went, a lot of people were confused because Tana and I were both in Vegas and literally didn't see each other. And just know that we did have full intent to see each other. Like, that was literally the point. I told her, please go to Vegas.
No, I went to Vegas to link with Brooke. And then we were just with two different groups that were doing very different shit.
Yeah, I was like, my situation was complicated because I was like, Tao Group, like, if you don't know, Tao owns like a bunch of like clubs and restaurants and stuff. They paid for my trip. So I was kind of, I had like certain obligations, like places I had to go.
I bought my own Southwest flight. Talk about it.
But me and Hunter were dying because Tana posted a private jet on her story.
On my close
friends.
And
she was like, thank God. And then the next story was you on it, like literally in economy on Southwest.
I was sick. We had a jet and then the guy paying for it, Frank the Bank, love you. He bailed last second. So I had to get on the last Southwest flight after close friends.
But it's a 36 minute flight. Who cares?
No, it was fine. It was just embarrassing for anyone on my close friends then seeing my next story of me in like 36B.
Yeah, that's painful. You were the one who posted it. So I had certain places that I had to go, like I had to go to certain dinners, I had to go to certain clubs, and I deviated from it a little bit, but I did get in like New Year's Day or New Year's Eve, like the actual night of New Year's Eve. Oh girl.
Yeah, so talk to me about your New Year's Eve. Our flight got so delayed that I landed at like 11:20, so I was peeing at the countdown. Didn't kiss anyone.
It's okay. I was if you knew what was going on with me. Okay, first of all, little backstory. A couple years ago in Vegas, I was still in college, and I decided the first time that I take Molly should be in Vegas. Duh.
I mean, same here.
Well, I've never taken Molly, so
this trip or a long time ago.
This was a couple years ago.
Okay,
it was so bad. I had such a bad reaction.
Didn't you call the ambulance?
Called the ambulance, and they came, and I needed it. And that feeling, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. I can't explain it. Like, the way that I would describe that feeling is like somebody just called you and told you, like, both your parents, your entire family just died in an accident. And like, there's the sinking feeling, but it won't go away. Like, the panic of it.
Yeah. I love Molly on the other hand. It just
won't stop. You know what I mean? Because it's like,
yeah, there's nothing you can do.
It must be. I don't have like actual, I have anxiety, but I don't have usually panic attacks. So that could have been like.
Yeah, it could have just been like a really bad
panic
attack.
Like an awful, awful panic attack.
Or bad Molly.
Yeah, that could be. Well, no, my friends all took it and they were like, you're ruining our time. But so that happened like a few years ago. And so I like stay away from drugs after that, because I'm like, if that ever were to happen to me again, I would feel so stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that being said, I can be very easily convinced. So I'm at this dinner and I'm with like a bunch of people, and there was a guy there who I knew from when I worked at Catch. He's like a like really rich, just cool guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, I have these mushroom chocolates, and I have taken mushrooms before, like here and there, like in very tiny amounts, like we did it in Hawaii, and like,
yeah,
like in very small amounts when I'm like really comfortable in a very calm setting. Mm. Definitely not at the club in Vegas. Okay.
Sounds so fun.
But it doesn't matter. And he goes, if you eat two of these cubes, it's half of a microdose. That's not true.
That's literally never true.
I ate two full cubes, and I like, I'm chilling for 20 minutes. I'm telling Savannah, like, you should try it. Like, it'll just make you so happy. And she walks away, and all of a sudden, I got this wave. And I was like, it was the same exact feeling that I had when I took that Molly that time. And I'm like, holy fuck, what do? I start sweating. And I'm like, this is exactly, like, I'm first of all, I'm about to ruin New Year's Eve for Savannah, because, yeah, like, she's with me. Like,
yeah.
And I'm not going anywhere. Like,
I know, I did. I got like four different texts. I think one of them actually being from a chain smoker.
Oh God. Oh God.
Saying like, Brooke is freaking out. She needs you. Well, she's pacing up and down a hallway. It's like 12:40 on New Year's Eve.
It was so awful. Well, the big problem was I
was coming for you, but then everyone was like, she's fine.
I couldn't look at my phone because I tried to text Nat to see like, what do I do if I'm having a really bad trip? First of all, don't do drugs, okay? Listen to me.
I'm sitting here like, God, I love mushrooms. Sorry. I mean, I guess.
Well, a lot of
like,
people
don't
do,
and
I see it. Like, everyone does it all the time and it's natural and like, whatever. So I'm thinking like, you know what? This will really spice up my night.
Had you microdosed, it would have been great because it just would have been colorful and funny.
Girl, I was trying. That's anyway. Tana's the only number I have memorized by heart, which is the worst thing in a crisis, because that's the last person you should call in a crisis.
I'd always help you, but am I going to answer immediately? That's
the problem. It's getting a hold of her. That's the problem. Especially, it wasn't like my phone was out of order. Okay, Savannah's like, I'm like, Savannah, out of order. Call her. It's the I was just kept telling her, and so she's texting you, but like she's trying not to freak me out. Whatever.
Yeah. No,
and
she,
in my
yeah,
head,
she...
I knew what I did to all my friends the last time this happened. And I was like, Savannah will never forgive me if I ruin her New Year's. Like, the whole reason we're here is for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And so in my head, I'm like, you have to suck it up. She walked me like literally seven laps around the MGM. And finally, I was like, you know what?
I'm good now.
We're not going to the club we were going to go to, but let's go to XS, because XS was Chainsmokers.
Okay.
And I knew that if I was like around like friends and people I knew, I would feel like okay. Fine. And like, they'd be able to, like, talk me down.
You came back to life, because I remember we were trying to link later that night, and I was like, oh, she's back.
I did. Well, we were, like I said, I was obligated to go to certain things, so I had to go to one club, and I was like, listen, if we're going out, we're going to go see, like, because I know how their shows are, and I know that they're, like, in their little area or whatever, it's not like a Diplo show where they just invite everybody up there. It's just, like, they're regular people
and like,
friends.
A table.
So it'd be, like, being at a concert, but or like a huge club or whatever, but only around people I knew. Yeah. And so it's like, that's a compromise. So we go to that and I was fine, whatever. Eventually it went away.
Yeah, you like come back to life. The thing about mushroom chocolates versus the actual mushrooms that annoys me is they're all being made by different people. So it's like one square in one could be a microdose.
Yeah, before I've eaten like the little chocolates before. So yeah. I was like, you know what? I can handle this. I'll be fine. I was not fine.
Yeah, kind of scary. I'm not going to lie. I also accidentally got drugged on New Year's. You kind of accidentally drugged yourself.
I did that on purpose. Yeah. But it was it was a bad choice.
I was at Zed and we got there and it was just everything. I love that man more than anything in the world, and I've actually known him forever, so it was very cute and wholesome. And we brought everyone and we were at Zed and we were just like big chilling, and I had a sip of a glass of water.
Oh,
I think we all know where this is going.
What kind of water?
It was Molly water. Lila drank a lot of it and really was like not okay. She was like puking
and that's how you know it's bad, because Lila could drink like battery acid and she'd be chilling,
like thriving. And so there, I mean, but I only took like a little sip, so I was just kind of like, nar, nar, nar. Like I was like vibing with it, definitely. But Vegas, yeah, like that's not good. My New Year's Eve though was like fairly just normal, like Zed, cute little Molly water. Didn't mean to do that, but the next night. is what I want to talk to you about. By the way, though, you know how I just said that my dentist said that I would know when my teeth start
feeling loose?
But I'm not joking. Like right now, my teeth are feeling loose for the first time.
It's because you got some loose lips on this podcast.
Right. Sincerely. Okay. I guess I'll just move on from that. If my teeth come
out.
You
guys, if her little denture pops out.
I'll be sick, dude. My shark teeth, I got a pic of them last time and they're...
I would say
a Tic Tac is bigger. I'll show you. I would say a Tic Tac is bigger than
that.
That
scares me because like, what if one day they're just all gone? Like that happened to my sister. When my sister had her accident,
I would hop on Seeking Arrangements and suck dick for money to get new veneers before I would absolutely ever just like be fucked. Don't no one do that though.
Don't suck dick for money.
God damn it. When heading into the new year, I personally have big fitness goals. But also don't want to give up getting drunk and eating leftover pizza in bed at 3 a.m.
Of course
you don't.
Unlike other programs, Noom Weight uses a psychology-based approach to help people better understand their relationships with food.
Oh my God, tell me more.
It teaches them how to be more mindful of the way they eat and gives them the skills and knowledge they need to build long-lasting positive habits. I need Noom. Talk about how overwhelming it can be to find a way to feel healthier because of all of the different equipment, programs, and supplements the wellness industry can throw at us.
Ugh, scary. Yes.
When you start on your health journey, it's easy to be overwhelmed by all the information the wellness industry throws at you.
So true.
But Noom believes the only place you really need to start is with your mind.
With your mind.
With Noom Weight, you'll take a path towards better health, one lesson at a time. Their psychology-based approach helps you change the way you think about food and health rather than demanding you to change your entire lifestyle. Noom doesn't believe in restricting what you can or can't eat. Instead, Noom gives you the knowledge and wisdom you need to make informed choices that help you get closer to reaching your goals. Noom's psychological approach is based on scientific principles like cognitive behavioral therapy, which helps people better understand their relationship with food and build sustainable habits that last a lifetime. Noom understands that building long-term positive habits can be hard and filled with ups and downs. That's why Noom believes it's all about progress, not perfection. I often say that in my relationships.
She says that in her relationships.
Because everybody's journey looks different. Mm-hmm. 75% of Noom's users finish the program. Noom is grounded in science. It's at the heart of everything they do. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles that inform users, practitioners, scientists, and the public about how their methods work and how effective they are. No need the fear of ruining the whole program with one off day. Noom will help you get back on track. You decide how much Noom weight fits into your life, not the other way around. 5, 10, or 15 minutes a day. How much time you want to spend on the app is up to you. Start building better habits today. Sign up for your free trial at Noom.com/Tana. That's Noom.com/Tana to sign up for your trial. Thanks, Noom, for sponsoring today's podcast.
Thanks, guys.
We love you, Noom.
So we all went to dinner at Tao with like Brody Jenner, the D'Amelio's manager, Greg was there. Mm-hmm. I was with like... all my friends, my country boyfriend, which I'll get into in a second, Brett, and all of our tables are meshed. Like Brody's mm-hmm. group and our group got tables like next to each other so we could have like a really big night at Tao first.
Yeah.
And Brody was like DJing after, so we were all going to go there.
Call me Brody.
And so, no, so hot. It's unacceptable how hot that man is. Love his girlfriend though. Accountant vibes, like so wholesome. Like he wants nothing to do with being with Tana Mojo. Let's just clarify that.
Good.
right. No, I'm like, he's gay to like someone else right now. So one of the girls at Brody's table. She is someone that we know very well in LA.
We've talked about her on the podcast before.
Have we?
Yeah. For reference, she's one of the girls that I've talked about that kind of in my opinion,
you can't
like,
be around
follows her. Tana around, like very like she won't. This is how I know.
Which makes the story sound
she
so
was
much
technically
worse.
On my trip. Like we were on the same flight in. Mm. We get off the flight. We're all standing waiting for our bags and stuff. And she does not say a word to me. And this is like kind of what I tell you all the time. There are certain girls that'll, if I'm around Tana or if Tana's around, they're my best friend. They love me so much. Tana's not there, won't speak to me.
Which is so icky. And I just hate, like, if I know you, I know you. I'm going to talk to you. I've never, ever understood that mindset. Yeah.
I mean, she was better as the trip went on. But in that moment, I was like, there it is. Fully validated in everything I've 100. Ever thought. Did not speak to me when you weren't there.
Prison. Jail. Actual prison. I've always said this. I think we talked about it on the podcast last. She's one of those girls that if I see in LA and she's sober, I like her. We're chill. We're chilling. She's okay. But drunk, it's just, it's always pick me, but it's like extreme pick me. It's screaming. It's like I'm talking to someone else and it's like, Tana, 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 Tana,
it's
Tana,
like,
Tana, Tana.
Need your attention all the time.
Yeah, and like, I'm like, and I'm like having a conversation with someone about something important and she's like, Tana, Tana, and I'm like, what? And then she's like, let's take a shot. Like, it's just like so fucking annoying to me. Like, I just can't deal. And so dinner started off and she was chill. And as the night went on, we went to Brody's. We all got drunk. And so we're leaving Brody's, and at this point, she is blacked out and she's in her prime of this like demeanor that is just unacceptable, screaming at everyone, grabbing me. I hate that shit too. Like, if you're grabbing me with a death grip, pulling me somewhere while I'm like doing something.
That's what they are. We called them like something like yankers, like, yeah, like girls who yank you around.
Yeah, like I'm like speaking to Brody Jenner, and this girl's like nails in my arm trying to drag me away so she can be like, where are we going? And I'm like, what? And so we're all about to leave Brody's, like my group, I'm saying, like, me, the guy I'm with, like Lila, Natalie, Paige, and Paige's girlfriend. And that was it. Like my soul group that I came with, because Marshmello invited me to Excess where he was performing. Uh-huh. And I'm walking out. And before I can even walk out, yank. And she's like,
not the yank.
Why are you leaving me? Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you going with me? Like, what are you?
And that's like not an exaggeration. And that's literally how she sounds.
I also, like, you know, one of my biggest pet peeves in the entire world is whiny tone. You can tell me that you want.
I know, because you'll always go, Brooke, if you whine at me one more time, and I'm a whiner.
You're my best friend, and that's only ever occasionally, like when you're probably rightfully frustrated. It's not like, but I'm talking like, you can tell me that you want to shoot me in the face with a Glock 9, and I'll be like, okay, chill. But if you're like, I want to fucking shoot you in the face with me, it makes me want to die. Like, I can't even express how annoying that is to me. And she's like, why are you leaving me? And I'm like, because I'm going to Marshmello. And then she's like, that's my after party. Like, you have to bring me. That's my after party.
Does Mr. Marshmello know that? That's your brother.
Right. I love Marshmello more than anything in the world. And I'm sitting there and I'm just like appalled. I'm like, this is Marshmello's event and his after. It's not hers.
Mr. Marshmello does not need her. Like,
there's no realm in the world that this was her after or that she set it up, or even that I got the contact for it, like, through her. Like, genuinely, she just, like, wanted to go with me, right? And I'm trying to leave, and she's like, why are you being like this? Like, nah. And I'm like, oh, my God. And, like, Brody's watching. It's just embarrassing. So finally, I'm like, fine. You want to go that bad? Get in the fucking car with me. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. It's your after party. Let's go.
Couldn't be me. And I would have been like, bitch, sit on the curb and stay.
I know. And I wish I had the balls but I was trying to avoid drama.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to avoid drama. It's like, what are you going to, like, you bring her and then she can go off and do her own thing.
And that's what I thought would happen.
Yeah.
And so then we all get to the Win, and we're about to go into Marshmello's, but we're all using the restroom first. And we're all in separate stalls, and my assistant Paige is peeing next to me and to the left of me. And then Lila's peeing one stall over to me, and I'm, and then Lila, like, leaves to, like, fix her lip gloss or whatever in the mirror. So Paige and I are peeing next to each other. This girl, what should I call her? Because she's going to need a name. Betty. Let's call her Betty.
No. We're not calling her Betty. This is not the right
word. Let's call her Wendy, for whiny Wendy.
Yeah, whiny Wendy. R.I.P. Betty.
And, like, so Wendy is across from us, like, in the stall across from us. And she's just yapping away, flapping her gums. I don't know what the fuck she's saying. I'm like on TikTok peeing. And Paige, my assistant, starts. And I just want to say, Paige is the least confrontational person. She is not like,
for Paige to have any sort of like backhanded anything to anybody, you have to be like the worst awful person ever. Because, like, she's like the sweetest person.
She's so sweet, and she's very like socially level-headed. She's not gonna like come for someone, whatever.
And she's just very like, if someone's being awful, she'll be like,
Yeah, no, it doesn't even care. Normally she'll like, we'll get home and she'll be like, this person was awful. Yeah. And Paige is being next to me, and Wendy keeps whining. And Paige starts from the stall next to me going, Wendy, shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up, Wendy. Wendy, just shut the fuck up. Like, I'm not even kidding. Just over and over again telling Wendy to shut the fuck up and stop talking. And then Wendy's being like, and then she's just like, Wendy, shut the fuck up, whatever. And so then Lila was outside of the stall, and I now know that Wendy derived this bit. Like, she, and Lila was just like fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? So she, like, it was like, she wasn't even, when Lila's fucked up, she's just like doing her thing. She doesn't care. Like, it's like, whatever. I guess Wendy left the stall and derived this idea of a bit to tell.
What are we, David Dobrik?
Yeah, like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. To, bit is my new word. Everyone's sick of it. To tell me that Wendy was leaving the bathroom. And then she was going to stay there actually and record me as I was walking out to like prank me.
I need to hear the how, in what context would that have been?
I'm assuming she was trying to like scare me as she was like leaving, right? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm leaving right now. I'll see you outside of excess. I'm leaving the bathroom. You know what I mean? And then just like, then just be like, ah, like, you know, just something annoying. But like
that was so like, excited to see her. Like, oh, thank God you did it.
Yeah, like, I don't know why this happened, you know. And so I'm now sitting and I think it is just Paige and I in the bathroom. Oh. And I go, Paige, I know we all want Wendy fucking dead. Okay. But let's just be nice to her because she's being so annoying. Okay. And I say it like, Paige, I know we all want Wendy fucking dead, but like, let's just
like
be
it
nice.
Was just like the most known thing in the world. Like, duh, like we all fucking hate her.
Yeah, but like, exactly. And I flush and I walk out of the stall. Oh, no. And Wendy is standing there with her phone like this. And she goes, and I go, it's on camera. I'm not kidding. I literally go. Uh-oh. And then she's just like, Tana, fucking kill yourself. She's sick, obviously. She's sick at me. And then I'm like, what the
fuck? I would have just played the like, haha. I tried. Like, I knew you were there the whole time, you stupid fucking idiot.
But she knew that I didn't. Oh. Like, she, and I was trying. Like, I'll get into, I was trying to be like, we all say we want each other all dead all the time.
Oh, come
like,
on, I'm like, that's trying. Our thing. That's how you know we're close.
Yeah, I'm trying. There's photos of me like actively begging her to like not, whatever, you know what I mean? And then she convinces me that this, and Lila's like walking out of the bathroom now, that this was completely Lila's idea. So then I'm sick at Lila. Like,
not Lila.
I know. Like, it, and I, like, I now looking back sober, I should have investigated that more and I should not have been pissed at Lila, but she like up and down convinced, you know.
Lila's easy to blame. But
like, just like, and I could see Lila fucking with someone for fun. So I was just like, why? But
yeah, but I think that Lila knew damn well that if she said like, she would know that you didn't have anything good to say about Wendy.
And she was, yeah. And then Wendy was just saying like, it was Lila's idea to record you, whatever. So then I'm sick at Lila. We go back behind Marshmallow. The ecstasy I just took hit. So I'm just overly, overly emotional. And then Lila texts the group chat and she says, you'll get a kick out of this one. Because I'm like talking to her. I don't know if you will actually. but I mean, like, I'm, Lila's trying to offer me shots and I'm being like, I'm good. Like, you
yeah,
know,
you're just like being passive. Yeah.
I'm being like a passive bitch and I shouldn't have been. Like, I understand. She texts the group chat. She's Mindying me.
Were you?
No. And I start sobbing behind Marshmallow. And I'm like, I love Brooke. Like, that's not what that was. Like, I didn't, I'm not doing that to you. And then I'm like, hurt. I'm like, that's not a verb for when I'm mad at you. Like, you can't just, like, I'm not like doing anything to you. Like, I'm just fucking mad, whatever. I find out Lila didn't actually do it. So then we team up on Wendy and we're kind of just like, okay, so you suck. I think at one point Lila told her she wanted her to jump off a bridge into the ocean with bricks tied to her feet. I don't think. I
okay,
know.
I'm sure she meant something else by that. Me trying to give Lila the benefit of the doubt. I literally, like, I will ride for Lila. I said at my family Christmas, I literally said word for word at my family Christmas, I said, if the entire world were on fire and I could only bring one person, I would bring Lila. And my sister goes, She goes, maybe not at dinner.
Right. No, I brought Lila home and it was so funny. She was like, she'd go see a sugar daddy and come home to like Debbie, like Amari's mom. Like, I just did anal for money. Like, it was iconic.
That's the thing. My parents think it's the funniest thing, like, or my dad anyway. He's always like, God, like, she's so versatile.
I love her more than anything, but just imagine Marshmallow like DJing and turning around and just seeing me like, and like being like, are you
I'm
okay?
So glad I wasn't there. You know, he texted me last night and he goes, why weren't you in Vegas? My last six posts are like Las Vegas, Nevada, Las Vegas. I'm like, damn.
Like, right. No. And then, I mean, but then we just like, we went to his room and it was all fine. Lila and I were fine. But the sobbing behind Marshmallow over Wendy was insane. And then Wendy commented on one of my photos yesterday, like, my crazy queen, I love you so much. And I'm like,
Bless her heart. Well, Wendy, well, she means well. I think that she actually just really, like, admires you and looks up to you. But it's like...
I know, and I'm not trying to, like, slander her. I understand she loves me. It's just, like, it's hard for me to handle that level of... annoyance.
It's just hard because she has the potential, like, honestly, to, be so to just great. Be like cool and be in the, like, the friend, you know what yeah. I mean, like, just be normal, like, whatever. But it's frustrating to me and everyone around when it's like, you can she's like such a leech to you.
Oh, but then, and then yesterday, ironically, I was with Logan Paul and his videographer, which we're gonna get into. Brooke is sick at Logan, which
me and Logan have beef. I'm like,
that's a good title, Brooke's beef with Logan Paul. Thank you. Yeah. We're going to get into that in a second, but I was with Logan yesterday and his videographer comes up to me and he goes, I always thought you were an only child. And I go, I am. And he goes, but I met your sister the other night. What? And I go, so I'm thinking it's like you or like Ashley or like
oh yeah, that bitch is my sister.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like someone who just said something like that. And I'm like, oh, who is it? He goes, this girl named Wendy. She was going around telling Logan's team that we're sisters. Well, I want this bitch.
She's like twins, actually.
Like, well, I'm just feral. And I look at him and I just go, like, it was just so, so randomly awkward after it. But I don't know. I mean, like, I'll see her again. We'll have fun, preferably
she's
sober.
She's fun, but just, like, don't drink so much, Wendy.
And, like, don't ever tell me you're gone and then film me. I also just hate when people film me. It's, like, triggers something because I always think people have bad intentions because I've had people just, like, film me.
You're a YouTuber.
No, no, I don't mean, like, fans and shit. I mean, oh. Like, I mean, like, weirdly, secretly film me or, like, friends
yeah,
filming
like,
me.
Yeah, like, sneaky deaky. Like, I did that to you when I scared you with the bug and it did not go well.
No, but still, like, you're pranking me. You're my best friend. That's fine. I mean, like, when people I'm not that close with are trying to, like, catch me slipping and filming me because
oh,
I've
yeah,
had people,
not the catch you slipping
because I've had people like try to blackmail me and shit, so it just yeah. like really makes me like fucking upset, so it just wasn't that it wasn't a good night, but I mean
yeah, I get that.
Hey Brooke, do you know the secret to finding your true love and ridding your life of toxicity?
Clearly I don't.
By igniting your Valentine's Day this year with adamandeve.com. They're really saying a vibrator fixes a love life.
It might fix mine. Maybe anything will help.
Check this one out. When you go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item, you'll get 50% off. Hunter, you've been wanting a butt plug.
No, I have not.
That's okay. You have. No one.
Listen, I haven't. I think there's probably other options that would be great to
fuck bitches. Use.
Yeah, like a cock ring.
Exactly.
The idea of Hunter with a cock ring.
I know
that
I use
the
C word.
You know. But that's not all. When you select your one item, it will also get you free shipping. Yep. So head on over to adamandeve.com and be sure to use offer code TANA. Again, that's T-A-N-A, TANA. That's TANA at adamandeve.com. Mm-hmm. Have a happy Valentine's Day, you sexy, big-cocked motherfuckers. I ad-libbed the last part, but
did
thank
you.
You.
Oh, did
it
you?
Wasn't in the script?
Thank no. you, Adam and Eve, for sponsoring today's podcast.
Me and Logan Paul are beefing, and I
don't know what he did. Like,
I'm fighting
you
him.
Tell me.
I know, I haven't told you yet. Okay. So.
Which upsets me, because it's like, I just need to be good with one Paul.
Well, I love Logan Paul. For reference, I've said that a million times on this podcast. I am a Logan Pauler. I
a maverick,
only like one Paul, and it is Logan. Same. I love him, okay?
About that.
I'm a fan. I'm a super fan. Anyway, however, Logan has been in an on and off
situationship
yeah. with my like longest friend in LA, like my like one of my
one
best
of
friends
best
in LA.
Friends. That's very true.
Approximately 6 years. Okay. And I don't want to say he's Joeing her, but he has treated her so poorly, honestly, over the years. And like they I mean, and it's very on and off. Like, of course, he's been in relationships in that time, and like he's yeah. very, very loyal in relationships. He will not speak to her the entire time he's in a relationship. But the second he breaks up with any girl ever, she's the first person he calls. And it's awful. And it's like terrible for, like, she feels like shit about it, whatever.
Really?
But she loves him
that
so much.
Suck.
So she like,
yeah.
She just, I mean, she answers I the call. She'll yeah. be the first person over there. She'll talk him through it.
Yeah. I can't say I would ever date him. So I do understand.
When he is like with her and stuff, like he's sweet to her. He's good to her and like whatever. But then 2 weeks later, he'll all of a sudden have a new girlfriend, and then she never hears from him again, and she has to wait 6 months until he's free again, and then he'll call her. You know what I mean? They were like,
wait, honest question though. She has hoes though, right?
Yeah, in the meantime, she had a boyfriend for a long time, and like,
but even when she's messing with Logan, she still kind of has hoes, right?
Well, there's no such thing as being local, or like they've never dated. They've never been like exclusive together.
I get what you're saying. He's just playing her a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Recently, she and I are at a party. Okay. You were there, or no, you weren't there, but Hunter was there. Hey, Big Mike was there, and he's being so sweet. He's talking to this girlfriend of mine, and she's like kind of trying to confide in him about Logan because she was like, he hasn't talked to me in so long. I don't know what's going on, whatever. And I guess Logan was mad at this girl because he thought
your bestie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was trying to get with Mike because Mike had sent her DMs and she responded to him.
Yeah.
And Logan was more mad at Mike because Mike's like, why the fuck would you be trying to get with this girl?
Yeah. Or Logan was like, why the fuck?
Or yeah. Logan was like, why the fuck are you trying to get with this girl? You know, I've been talking to her for so long. So they had a big fight over it.
Yeah. So she's exposing.
So Mike, no, this is because I'm so mad about it. Mike is like in this pickle because he's like Logan thinks he's trying to like go after this girl and like whatever. And he doesn't want to look like he's not Logan, like loyal to Logan.
Yeah, obviously.
So he couldn't like literally fabricates this like elaborate story about the night that we were at the party. And he tells Logan on their podcast. He's like,
what does he say?
He's like, this girl, she literally like, she was offering to suck my dick. Like she was trying to hook up with me. She made a joke. She made a joke to Tov, like a friend of ours. Yeah. About how, like, she was like, oh, yeah, no gag reflex, like, joking around. And, but Mike said that, she made the joke to him. And that changes the whole context of the situation because that's Logan's, like, best friend.
Yeah.
If it were to Mike, that would be, like, really off.
Yeah.
But it was to Tov. So, like, that wasn't the situation. Mm. But Mike's like, you know what? This is how I'm going to get back on Logan's good side. I'm going to say she made the joke to me and it was her after me all along. And Logan's going to love me and be so, like, think I'm so loyal.
Okay.
Anyway. They tell the story on the podcast, make her sound honestly awful. Like she's just this LA girl, hook, like really bad. And then they cut out her name and literally like later they went in and overrode her name with Brooke.
Oh, no. Oh, I'd be sick. I'd be sick.
And
I'd
be like, sick. And I know it was intentional because I was there. Like I was
like they were giving her a fake name, but they used your
name. Yeah, but they were like, you know what'll be funny if we use Brooke. And so, and it was like, it was in a later, it was on the Jake Paul episode where they like, they retold
the story.
Skip that one,
Love Impulsive.
Well, it was because it was like, it was two separate episodes. Like they said it the first time and then the second time was on another episode. And they were like, yeah, we were just talking about how Brooke tried to suck Mike's dick, but it was like, about her, but it wasn't true. Anyway, you could have used anyone's name ever. Like you could have said Sally. Like
I'd be sick. I would be fucking furious.
And I'm like, I know he did that on purpose. Like that was so rude. Like, and then I only found out because people were commenting and like I think it's like it all adds up. Like that would make perfect sense.
Like you were at that party there, you're best friends with the girl. Like
and I've been talking about this on and on or on and off situationship that I'm in for so long and everyone was like, "Ooh, maybe Joe is like literally Logan Paul." And I'm like,
oh, I'd be sick. I would be, and you just know one of their little pre-brains was like, Brooke is there, and like, just like use your name as the fake name, but I would be
sick. I have
sick.
A podcast too, Logan. I'm on his team. I'm always like, he has good intentions. He loves you. Like he just, his lifestyle is like really different from yours. I always am on his team. So I'm like, damn. And Mike's lying. Mike's literally lying. I was there.
Next time we tell a story about a guy, we're just gonna use Logan in place and then we'll be all even. I love you. Okay.
Not Logan's fault. Mike told the lie. And if that were true, if like Logan heard, like, yeah, she tried to hook up with Mike, of course he's mad at her. But like,
yeah. But just why even use the name? Like, why even use the name Brooke? That is jail.
For sure. That's so jail.
But speaking, you just said everyone thought Joe was Logan. It's not. It's Joe. Give us a Joe update. You've been tweeting. You've been posting some crazy shit. And I mean, keep in mind, as my best friend, she texts me every week like, Joe and I are fucking so done. Like, da-da-da-da.
Well, we are. Well, okay. Don't crush my... That one's mine. And I told you I don't like it when you crush it. Okay, thank you. Joe update. I have not spoken to Joe in a month now. Since Nat's birthday.
Oh, so I'm worse off. Like, I've been speaking to Chris Miles.
Oh, yeah. No, we haven't spoken, but it's not by my choice. Joe did it.
What happened?
Joe cut it off. He said, his text was so stupid. He used, like, literally talk to text. No punctuation, like, random capitals. And he was basically the gist of it was, like, I don't think we can even be friends right now just because I feel like we're holding each other back. And, like, it's like, I just need a second, like, whatever. And, I mean, he's right. But it's like,
it's a good thing because then that now gives you the opportunity to actually date someone else without still having Joe, like, dangling around. Yeah,
here's the thing. He knows I do need him to end it. And, like, I got kind of, like, mad at him at the end because I'm like, it's kind of an abuse of power because you know that, like, at the end of the day, I'm going to show up and I'm going to keep talking to you. And, like,
and you're taking advantage of that, of course.
Yeah, and if you know it's not going anywhere or whatever, like, you need to be, like, then end it. Cut it off. Yeah. Leave me alone. Like,
yeah.
And he did. And I'm like, damn, God, I didn't think he'd really do it.
But tonight you're going to one of his best friend's birthday parties and you're going to hook up with his best friend.
No,
so everything's
I'm in love with, no, I'm not, no.
No.
I'm going to a friend of mine's birthday party tonight and we're mutual friends. So he's going to be, that'll be the first time I've seen him. He had great timing with when he cut it off because it was like, I went home for the holidays.
Yeah.
Then I went to Vegas and like, I'm thinking about other things.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, blinds are gone. Like, I'm starting to see it for what it is, where it's like, okay, come on. Like, this was never going to work out anyway, so it's fine.
I want to place a financial bet, though, that she's going to go home with Joe at the end of the night.
I'm not. Place a financial bet, baby.
Like, with me.
Because I can't. I'm like, even if I wanted to, he won't.
He needs actual prison. Do you know what I just remembered that I want to do on this podcast, though, Brooke? Because I haven't read this to you.
Hunter's going to kill us.
Before I go, we're almost done. This is how I'm ending it. I just forgot. So the story that I told in the beginning about Chris Miles going to fuck my friend, mm-hmm. and you know how like it, you know, yeah, like super upsetting, whatever.
Yeah.
She texts me an apology.
Oh God.
And I never read it to you. And I want to just, I forgot to do it in the context of the story, but I think it's a fun way to end the, I want to hear what you would do if you'd respond or if you'd not.
Okay.
Okay. Keep in mind, she sent this to me on Christmas.
The nerve.
At 4 a.m. the night of Christmas. Like that night.
Took her that long to draft it.
And that long to apologize. Keep in mind this was like a week later. And you know what I mean? She said, hey, I didn't want to send this message before Christmas because honestly, I didn't want to ruin it even more for you than I already have. Hyphen. I don't know what to say other than I'm sorry for what I did. I trusted Chris.
To what? To not show you the video? Like, bitch, you shouldn't have done it.
And why are you telling me that you, like, as my friend, like, I trusted Chris. Like, imagine me being like, I trusted Joe. Like, shut up. I trusted Chris and thought me and him were actually friends. Friends don't make sex tapes.
They don't.
He fed me some shit about you chatting shit about me and the girls, which is like her friend group, which I can see now is clearly a lie as he's a liar. It's honestly disgusting that he sent you that picture, and I cannot apologize enough for my part in this and what you have gone through with him. I really hope that you can forgive me at some point, as I think you're great, but I understand if not, XX.
Kissy.
She said.
block her number. I don't know. People are going to come for me. I know they are, because they're going to be like, Brooke, you literally did the same thing.
No, it's not. It's not the same thing, because this is my boyfriend of a year, like, versus, like, yeah.
I think, of course, there are greater issues, because, it's like I said before, like, I don't think that she's your friend, but, like, the loyalty should have been with Chris. Like, Chris should have, like, known to not do that to you, and I know he was, like, being vindictive and, like, doing it on purpose.
I could weirdly see myself forgiving her. Which I hate about too. Myself.
Listen, I'm too forgiving. This is how sometimes. I'm very forgiving, but it's I'm selfishly forgiving. Like, I don't want to have that feeling of having like hateful feelings toward other people.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, no, it's just a release for myself. Like, I just don't care. And she's like, listen,
I miss her.
I told you this other day. I have certain friends that I don't expect certain things out of. I said, I'm not going to expect my dog walker to cut my hair, okay? I have friends that are good for some things and not good for other things.
Do you know that you said that in reference to me being late somewhere? You were like, I just know you're going to be late. I can't expect my dog walker to cut my hair.
Because when I became friends with you, I knew these certain things about you and I'm not trying to change them. So it's like, I know that you're not the friend I call when I need someone to pick up. I know you're not the friend that I call.
That sounds
that I
horrible.
Need,
I'll when call
I
need, you back.
I know, but you have qualities that my other friends don't offer too. Like, you're...
Stop. I was just gonna tell her I wanted to kiss her, but then she came for my neck.
No, I was just kidding. But I'm just saying, like maybe she's a friend that you have that like you don't like
expect her to not suck my boyfriend's dick.
Arm's length, but like maybe don't introduce her to your next boyfriend.
Yeah, fair. And which is
set to come in 30 minutes.
I have actually said, though, that I think the best thing for me, which maybe is just entering 22 as the same bitch I've always been. I think the way that to fix our friendship is next time she has a boyfriend, just to fuck him. Thank you for coming to this week's episode of Canceled.
We were so happy to have you back. We missed you so much. I love you so much.
We miss you guys so very much. We hope you had an amazing holiday, and we were not being inconsistent, and we will continue to podcast every week for the rest of this year. We
forever.
Love you. And, hopefully the next episode's less toxic because we're bringing in Mr. Make Sure Your Friends Are Okay. Bye, guys.
Tanimosha is canceled.
ADWE Talent Production.